Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 24 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 158. Today, Josh asks, I've been enjoying watching a few older films from the 70s with their gritty, noirish protagonists that can be hard to define as good or bad. I thought it would be fun to write a story or develop a character in this world. I was born in 78, so it isn't too far removed from my own history. There is a lot of flavor and color that can really make this setting exciting and unique compared with a lot of the thrillers or urban fantasies of today. I'm leaning towards an urban fantasy piece. The real question is, how do I include the color and spice to my stories without name-dropping all over the place? I've seen established writers do this. Quote, he turned on the radio and the Rolling Stones were blasting Brown Sugar as he tore down the streets in his 1971 Barracuda. I get it. I've been trying to find books from the era I want to write and see how the world, which at the time it was written was the present, would feel and get a sense of the natural lingo and descriptions that were relevant then. Any suggestions? Sorry for the rambling question. Josh, your instinct is right. What you want to try to do as much as you can is immerse yourself in the period. Now, some of the stuff like the name dropping is going to be necessary. That's set dressing rather than actual period voice. But it's going to be natural to your characters. But it will, of course, be dependent on what subculture your characters are inhabiting. What you want to do is find as close to you can a genuine perspective of people from the period, and avoid as much as you can obvious markers of retrospection or nostalgia. You'll want to do a little bit of the set dressing, but it should be appropriate to your character's viewpoint. I would say probably the person who does this best in the world right now is James Ellroy. You read an Ellroy book and you are right in the period. No censorship whatsoever. You get all of the wonderful color of the era, and you also get all of the nasty color of the era. One of the temptations for modern writers with modern sensibilities is to write historical fiction with a sort of thumb on the moral scale. They'll either use a main character who has a modern worldview, modern sensibilities, from whatever class they're at, particularly, and it's almost always an upper, middle class, East Coast or West Coast type of worldview. And they'll stick that person back in that time. It never works. It's one of the reasons that a lot of contemporary fiction, no matter how masterfully written, feels kind of samey-samey, particularly the stuff coming out of New York. It's a lot better in the indie publishing scene, because all of that gets filtered through a very narrow set of editors who have a very similar worldview. And that worldview just isn't appropriate to historical timeframes at all. If you're wanting to write historical fiction, you need to be willing to go all the way, at least in my opinion, you need to be willing to go all the way with that historical voice and worldview. And then when you're editing, if you decide that, yeah, it's a bit too racist, it's a bit too sexist, it's a bit too brutal, you can file down some of the edges that you think might lose you readers. But you want to go with a kind of light hand. As James Ellroy proves, there is an appetite for different perspectives, even when they're execrable ones. For different perspectives and different worldviews that people can really sink their teeth into. Audiences love being transported not just to different times and places, but to different ways of seeing the world. And they like being able to wrestle with things that are difficult and that challenge their own view of the world, even if just for the length of the novel and they put it down and it doesn't change who they are as people, taking what they called in Total Recall the ego trip, the vacation from yourself, is part of the great pleasure of novels set in historical periods, set in different subcultures, set in different classes, and with characters who have different values than your own. So I would say worry about nailing the perspective first, then worry about nailing the historical context as well as you can in terms of like broad events, who's president, and what kind of riots were going on, because the 70s were a very tumultuous time. And then after that, worry about your set dressing. And don't deliberately avoid set dressing. You're gonna need some of it. But not all of it's gonna be pop culture references. There's gonna be things like the sounds of the cars and the smells that used to be on the streets. Trust me, I grew up in San Francisco in the 80s. It does not smell now like it smelled then. The city used to smell like salt and urine. And now it doesn't. Now it smells very fresh. It also used to smell a lot like exhaust because there were a lot of freeways cutting through the city that got knocked down by the 89 quake. All those sorts of things that'll affect the milieu and the feel. You want to get all that sensory detail in. And some of it's going to be the Rolling Stones playing Brown Sugar. But what it seems like you're reacting to is the way a lot of modern authors will use that as a crutch. And you don't want to do that. You want whatever name-dropping and pop culture wallpaper you have to emerge from the perspective of your characters and from the perspective of your narrator, rather than just being thrown in there to remind people, oh yeah, guess what, we're back in the 70s. What you want to do is you want to tell the story so well that you don't have to make overt references like that to remind your audience. They just will come out as part of your character's experience. You want the story to feel like it could have been written back in the 70s. So your approach to reading old novels is a really good one. I would especially recommend, if you're going for crime in that era, read the early stuff by Lawrence Block. He's so good, it's frightening at those deep character perspectives. And, who else was writing in the era that was really, really good? I'm blanking right now, but there were a few other really, really good ones. But Block is one of the classics who's still around. That would be my advice, and I think you're on the right track. So carry on and kick ass. I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution No Derivatives License.